We welcome you this evening to a wonderful meeting on Bethel Baptist Church.
Yes.
As I'm excited to start the book of Galatians, the study on this critical book of apology in the Bible. And then I'm excited to praise the Lord with you. We're going to start with number 496, Victory in Jesus. Victory in Jesus. 496, please. Come tonight to a closing of the day, and it is good to know that you are our mighty and powerful God. And it's so good to know that you care for us and that you love us. And then here is your day. And as we learned this morning in the book of Leviticus, on the Day of Atonement, on the first day of the week, should not work be done, but consecrated the day to you. And we thank you, Lord, that we are here closing the day with you. Thank you, Father. Bless us as we share songs of praise. And as we look into a new book, very difficult for the Apostle Paul, who had to correct the church in error, or give us insight into thy word, that we may be able to be jealous of what we believe. In Jesus we pray. Amen. All right, we let the people who listen in the internet and people who are here, of course, be able to select a song that you like it, is yours, and is a favorite of yours, all right? And your brother Blee, can you tell me?
217.
Jesus, thy blood and righteousness, all right? Number 217.
Thank you.
next week, same day, Sun, darling. 321. Nothing between. We should call Gloria Blinker to sing that song, all right? All right. 321. Nothing between.
She's going to be a good golfer. She hits all the way to the crosses. All right, 394. Oh, the second time around, she went in right there to the crosses. See, I miscalculate our young people. I thought, well, I bring my steel clubs and I bring my real balls, and it's going to be very hard for them to do it. I was really wrong. They did it well. And one of them, her brother, hit it. They went up the cross and on the street, close to the street, or around the edge, and twice. And she hit it, went all the way to the cross. It's very dangerous. All right, number 394. I surrender all it, all right?
Thank you.
almost a requirement of a Christian that we surrender our life. All right? One more song. Let me get the best part of the family. Tell me, Tricia. Yeah.
461.
461 and then Anthony. All right, 461. Oh, wow. 289, right? Boy, I want to tell you today, a miracle happened in the Spanish class. We asked people to read the scripture, and here's a tough verse. I said, I want to drop it on Anthony. So I did it, and he read it without one mistake. We all applaud him. All right. He did a good job. All right, 289, does Jesus care?
Thank you.
And today we have Pacific Hills, right? Who preached there today?
Wendy.
Oh yeah, first Sunday. All right. And what a joy it was to see Mrs. Campana here in church this morning. It was a real pleasure. You know, everything works together for good, said the Bible. At the time that Mary came to this church, Mrs. Campana got sick. And Mary does that kind of job, taking care of people professionally. She had to drive all the way to Los Altos to do that. And now Mrs. Campana right here, she was saying to me, what a blessing. Not that she got sick, but what a blessing that I get this job, she said. And I can make my payments. I can leave. I don't have to drive all the way to Los Altos to work. And I guess she take care 3 or 4 hours a day or something like that. Every day. Mrs. Campana looks good. She looks good. All right. A new song. Raquel. In Spanish, please. Por mi vida. I'm afraid my wife's going to call President Obama because I'm trying to put Spanish here. All right. That's your paper, all right? Love, number two. All right, number two, love divine.
Mercy.
again, thank you to Jan and Henry for staying and helping us in this business of music. The good news is Raquel is improving, and it's possible that she be playing. Next Sunday, the doctors say she has a free bill of right to play, not to lift up, but to play.